James Williams Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level.
Hello there. Welcome back to another episode, or welcome to your first episode of James Williams Coaching. Thank you for tuning in today. We're going to go through my favorite quotes because I want to, I guess, but also because I think that there'll be good quotes to hear if you haven't heard them, or great quotes to be reminded about. I love quotes. I like good quotes. I don't like bad quotes, obviously, but I think a good quote, I just love the power of words. And I think sometimes that, you know, sometimes less than a sentence or maybe a couple of sentences, a really good quote can be inspirational and motivational, or can make you feel emotional. It's just, it's interesting, just the certain placement and collection of words into a sentence. And I get that's, this sounds a bit silly because this is how, you know, language works. But, you know, some words put together in certain ways sound better, and the messages behind them. And sometimes quotes can be so powerful with not that many words. So I was not able to be as powerful explaining that, interestingly enough. Okay, anyway, without further ado, let's get into it. Here are my top five quotes. I will, a little spoiler alert, one of them is mine, which is a bit cheeky, but it is still one of my favorite quotes, if you can call one of your own quotes a quote. Just did. Let's get into it. Without further ado, my top five favorite quotes. Quote number one, drum roll, please. Quote number one is from a man named Willie Jolly. I saw him on stage at ARIC maybe 15 years ago. His quote that I love is, "A setback is a setup for a comeback. A setback's a setup for a comeback." I always love this quote. I think I love it because of the wordplay, setback, setup, comeback. And obviously I love what it means. It's a great quote for, you know, anybody that's experiencing trouble or is encountering a problem or has had a setback, obviously. But I think it's true because, you know, it's the whole what doesn't kill you makes you stronger sort of thing. But you do have an opportunity to come back stronger when, you know, bad things have happened, to put it really simply, because we learn from those things, we grow from those things. And, you know, I don't think any of us would be, but I can't speak for everybody, I can speak for myself. I wouldn't be who I am without going through some of the tough times that I've been through. And this quote has helped remind me when I'm in a darker place, or I'm going through something, or I've hit a setback. I'm like, all right, this is a chance to come back stronger. And Willie Jolly said it best: a setback's a setup for a comeback. So that's my first favorite quote. Second top quote, and actually this is not in order. I shouldn't have said so. My first favorite, just first out of the five. Second quote out of my top five quotes is, drum roll: where there's smoke, there's fire. I think this is more of a proverb, but it's a quote as well. I don't know who first said it. I know where I first heard it, I think, and that was from my boss and mentor when I first started in real estate, Mr. Phil Harris. This quote, "where there's smoke, there's fire," it's I think the meaning's pretty obvious. It's just insinuating, you know, if you're seeing a sign of something, what you're thinking is happening because of that sign you're seeing is probably happening, right? If you've got a hunch about something, or there's a warning sign about something, it's there for a reason. It's probably what you're thinking might be happening is probably happening. And although I think when I first heard it, it was "where there's smoke, there's likely fire," or "there's most likely fire." I think it saved me. It's not saved me. It's just helped me. It's helped me trust my gut. And so many times, and, you know, when giving advice to people, or people are asking advice, you know, I'm just a bit worried because this has happened, or this person's doing this and that. Well, so you're worried that because of that, they're doing that. Well, you know, where there's smoke, there's probably fire. It's a quote which has, for just the words have helped push me to trust my gut, if that makes sense. Yeah, so love that quote. Where there's smoke, there's fire. That's quote number two. Quote number three. Life ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. This one's from Rocky, baby. The whole quote, it's a great quote. I think it's, you know, life ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. And I don't care how tough you are, it'll kick you to your knees kick you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. Life, nothing's going to hit as hard as life. I really have written this down, right? Well, that's not even the quote. I know the actual quote, but it says, nothing will hit as hard as life. But life ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can keep hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now I'm getting caught up. I love this quote. It's always motivated me. I think I've heard it on repeat so much because it's in one of my favorite motivational videos called Why We Fall, which is a motivational video on YouTube. Millions and millions of views. At least a million of them are probably me. I've listened to that so many times to help me get up off the ground if I've been knocked down. Why We Fall. And it has this quote in it. And it's awesome. It's the one quote that I think I used to say when I was younger. Like, if there was one quote I was going to get tattooed on me, this would be the quote, which I wouldn't actually do. And it would probably be a really stupid one because it's a very long quote. Be running like halfway down your leg or whatever. Not going to get the tattoo, but it's sort of tattooed in my brain anyway. Life ain't about how hard you hit. It's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. It's sort of in the same line as that Willie Jolly quote, a setback's a setup for a comeback. But it's just to remind you, it's just like, yeah, it motivates you to not give up and to get up and to be strong. And that's a part of life. And I love that. It's always motivated me. Got to go back and watch Rocky again, I think. Great movie. Great movies. Fourth top quote, top five quote, number four is, this is a good one. And I've heard this written in seen it written in so many different ways. So this is one way I've seen it written. Do the things today that others don't do, and you'll have the things tomorrow that others won't have. And I think this quote originally came from, not said, I paraphrase slightly, it's not said verbatim like that, but it's Les Brown, the great Les Brown. If you haven't heard or seen Les Brown, YouTube Les Brown, one of the best motivational speakers of our time, of all time. He's the man. I just resonate so much. He's so inspirational and motivational to listen to and just seems like a sweet man. Doesn't really sort of Some motivational speakers I love, but sometimes they push me the wrong way or whatever. I'm sure I do that to people. But Les Brown doesn't seem to. I never get sick of hearing him. I listen to him a lot in the morning. Anyway, yeah, do the things today that others don't do, and you'll have the things tomorrow that others won't have. I used to have this written down, or printed out and stuck on the bottom of my computer back in the early days of being a real estate agent or even being an associate working with Phil. And I just remember it was something that I read that motivated me to make the calls when I didn't feel like making the calls. And for me, it wasn't about the quote sort of it's sort of this comparison of success. Like, if you do this, you'll have this and other people won't. Like, you'll have the things that other people won't have. It was never that. I didn't really take that from it. It was more for me, if I do the things today that I don't feel like doing, I'll have the things tomorrow that I wouldn't have had if I didn't do them. It was more like comparing me to a future me, not comparing to other people. So I get, when reading that quote, how it might sound in that sort of, comparing people's success or whatever, comparing yourself to others. I didn't take that from that, but I always found the quote quite motivational. In fact, I've sort of changed a few words around in a real estate sense and made it, do the prospecting today that other agents don't do, and you'll have the listings tomorrow that other agents won't have. And I think it's just true. I think it resonates. It resonates with me and it motivates me. So yeah, that's number four. And number five, as I said, one of them was going to be my quote, drum roll, please. You can have a good or bad day by accident, or you can have a great day on purpose. this means a lot to me because it encapsulates what I've learned through something which has completely changed my life, which is, you know, my morning routine. And this is something that I discovered. I discovered that, you know, we can leave things up to chance and you could have a good or bad day by accident. You sort of stumble into it. If things go right, you might have a good day. If it's sunny, if things good things happen, you get good news. Or you can have a bad day if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and, I don't know, it's cloudy and you get bad news, whatever, right? What I realize is that regardless of the external factors, you can have a great day on purpose if you get your morning right. If you take some time in the morning to look after yourself, to get you to your best mental and physical state. And, you know, there's so much involved in that I'm not going to go into. I've got two episodes, episode one and episode 100, which talk about the morning routine and break that down. But it's something that's changed my life. And I just know it's the truth. And it's something that I've truly discovered. And I like that quote. And I remind myself of that if I've ever fallen off habit. And, you know, my morning routine isn't looking as good as it could. You know I can have a good or bad day by accident tomorrow, or I can make sure it's a good day. I can have a great day on purpose. And so that's quote number 5. So I hope you enjoyed, and we'll go through them really quickly. First quote, a setback is a setup for a comeback. Second quote, where there's smoke, there's fire. Third quote, life ain't about how hard you hit. It's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. Fourth quote, do the things today that others don't do, and you'll have the things tomorrow that others won't have. And the fifth quote, you can have a good or bad day by accident or a great day on purpose. I think quotes can be powerful when they're good. They're like a bumper sticker on the vehicle of life in your head. What am I talking about? I don't know, but they're powerful, short ways to say things, and they resonate. And if they're good, they're good. And I think they're 5 good ones. So I hope you enjoyed them. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please, or if you do, rate and review this for me. It just takes a couple of seconds for you probably. And that helps us continue to grow the podcast. If you are a real estate agent and you haven't yet checked out jameswilliams.coach, check it out. So much stuff there to help you. I hope you have a fantastic day or evening, wherever you are, whenever you are. And of course, I will speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching.